Justin, thank you. Welcome in to the guests of the day here on this Wednesday. John Swisher along with you. Joining me is Bob Murphy from Pheasants Forever, getting ready for the 37th annual Delaware County's banquet coming up here on Saturday at the Delaware County Fairgrounds Pavilion. And Bob, always a great time, a 37th annual. The years have gone by pretty quick with this. How many years have you been involved with this?
Boy, John, I think I've been around almost 20 years being,
so 20
being part of
the 37th. Walk us through the schedule here coming up on Saturday at the Fairgrounds Pavilion.
5 p.m. is happy hour and games, and then at 6:45 is the meal. And then sometimes sporadically the meal, they start it, and they might start it before 6:45, but generally that's where it is.
And then what time they let everybody eat, enjoy themselves, what time does the auction usually get started?
The auction usually gets started. So as soon as people get done eating, and then they'll start up with the auction. There are raffles that are taking place throughout the time prior to that, and people can participate and take those on if they wish to.
A whole bunch of auction items, silent auction items, including 30 guns involved in those. And then you have some great special items that we'll tell people about here, special items of interest that will be auctioned off on Saturday night as well.
We have some great special items. Number one, let's talk about the Fall Trophy Walleye one-day fishing trip for two on the Mississippi River. Your guide will be Chuck Ungs, local walleye fisherman expert. And Chuck does this every year for us and does a great job. And if you get that trip, boy, it is fun, and he'll do a nice job for you. We also have a guided pheasant hunt for four going to the Legacy Acres in Parnell, Iowa.
And a Parnell boy, are you the guide for that, I'm guessing?
I'm the guide, and I'm the one that lines it up. And it's always been just a great hunting trip, and you're going to get birds, and you're going to get to be able to bring your dogs if you wish to. And I also have my dogs that are great, great hunting dogs.
So. Fantastic. And then other items here?
Hey, other items that we have is we have a 30 guns that will be given away. And we also have a number of auction items that will be up for bid. Along with that, we have some silent auction items that people can go through and put their number down. And again, there's great gifts that will be given during that time. Then finally, last couple items for special, we have a pork and beef barbecue at your house, cooked by that famous Moskey's Barbecue, which is by Bryce Morris out of Cascade, Iowa, and he can have up to 40 people, and he's flexible, and I'm telling you, this is going to be a great Christmas gift if you get it.
That sounds like a wonderful idea, and he has been a member of the Pheasants Forever and Bryce Morris with that new location in Cascade. Just opened that up within the last 6 months or so, Moskey's Barbecue over there in Cascade. Just a great place for people to try out, but they'll be able to get a sample of the food this Saturday. He's catering the event as well.
That's correct. He is going to be catering this event, and so you want to get a sample of what he has to offer. If you haven't been around, he does a lot of catering and has done that and been very successful doing it, and he started this business up in Cascade and has an establishment right in the corner in the main drag.
Indeed,
there.
Right when you go into town, right across from the bank before you get to Main Street there, great location, and they fixed that building up, very, very nice location and very nice inside that building. Yeah. Let's talk about a couple more of the items that you have here coming up at the auction on Saturday night.
And we also have a 8-person rabbit hunt with a meal, guided by Gibbs's of Dundee. And we auctioned this off last year, and I'm telling you, it's just a great deal. I think those guys do a nice job, and they will take good care of you. And they got a meal besides. It's awesome.
And you also have the Pheasant Forever National and State Prints of the Year available, huh?
They are available.
And did you talk about the 4-person getaway to the Wisconsin Dells?
No, I didn't. Hey, one of the special items is 4 people that go to the Water Park Getaway Wilderness Resort at Wisconsin Dells. And I'm telling you, that's just a great little getaway as well.
And so, Bob, this is always a very well-attended event, and you always limit it to the first 325 tickets sold. No tickets will be sold at the door, huh?
That's correct. And should you want to get tickets, you could contact Wayne Wessels at 563-927-5006. And I'll repeat that. Wayne Wessels at 563-927-5006. 927-5006.
And talk about, you said you've been part of this group, Pheasants Forever, for 20 years. Mike Schmitz and Wayne Wessels and Dick Raker, a lot of guys, but many more guys involved, as you talked about. Just talk about being a part of this group and what all Pheasants Forever is about.
You know, we've done some great things. You know, a week ago, we got done with a youth hunt. We had 30 kids that came out, and we went through a safety process led by Ken Pasker. And then we took them out, and we did clay pigeon shooting. And then we actually had four areas that we went to, and we hunted pheasants. And people brought their dogs, had the opportunity to get and see some dogs that were very effective for hunting pheasants. And that's number one. The other thing is we've been real instrumental as far as buying some land and purchasing land for public hunting. We've done a lot down by Buffalo Creek, down on the other side of Ryan, on the west side. We actually had purchased 350 acres, then we bid another 40 acres, and that was attached to about 1,000 acres that was down around that Buffalo Creek wildlife area. But we've done some progressive things, and we not only have done that, but we've jumped on bandwagon of other areas in the state of Iowa that are zeroing in on purchasing land specifically for public hunting.
Indeed. And talk about folks coming out to this banquet. It's a great meal and great opportunities to get some good items auction-wise. It's not just hunters that probably come. It's everybody that loves the great outdoors and loves to be a part of a good event. Talk about the folks that you get at your banquet usually.
You know, we get a variety. We certainly get hunters, but we certainly get some people that just are interested in nature in itself. And we limit this banquet to 325, and it is a well-received banquet. So get your tickets if you haven't got them yet. Get a hold of Wayne, but it will be well represented by a variety of people.
Indeed. No tickets again sold at the door. Coming up this Saturday, 5 o'clock, happy hour and game, 6:45, the meal, the 37th annual Delaware County Pheasants Forever Banquet. Bob Murphy, always great to see you.
Hey John, thank you and KMCH for letting us have the opportunity to be here for the guest of the day.
Absolutely, our pleasure. Bob Murphy from Pheasants Forever, the banquet coming up this Saturday. John Swisher here for our guest of the day on this Wednesday right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.